So that was it. The Dark Apostle meant to try and yoke the spear's captured power for himself, either as a way to enhance his standing with Lord Erebus, or perhaps even to usurp him. Elias was certainly ambitious, but that was bold, even for him. "Are you intending to harness it, then?" Narek asked, choosing to leave his suspicions unspoken. Elias regarded him sternly again.
"You are over-curious, Narek."
His eyes narrowed.
"Is something amiss?"
"I..." Narek began. "It is divine, this thing." He gestured to the spear, eyes drawn to its fulgurant glow, which even now threw back the shadows inside the tent. "Does it not make you..." Elias had not lowered his gaze and listened intently to his huntsman.
"Make you what, Narek?"
"Question." He barely whispered it, for fear to speak it aloud was part of some blasphemy.
"You have doubts?"
"I am merely seeing what is in front of my eyes. Here, in your hands, lies a piece of the Emperor's will. It is lightning, cast from his fingertips, and forged into a weapon." Elias was nodding.
"Indeed, it is a weapon, one I mean to wield. I see now that was Lord Erebus's plan for us all along.
When we rose up those cathedrals to his honor and glory, all the years we spent extolling his holy church and divine right to rule mankind, did you think we served the needs of a false prophet?" Narek asked. "I am talking about faith, Elias."
"He has denied it, denied our worship and faith. He spits on us, and in so doing are the true gods of the universe revealed unto us. And your words border dangerously close to sedition, not revelation."
"The revelation is before us, brother. The Gal Vorbach, they are men no longer.
They ascend."
"No! They merely harbor sustenance for the monsters dwelling within and wearing their flesh."
"I would welcome such a union, to be so blessed. This here..."
He brandished the spear like he was considering stabbing it into Narek's heart.
"Is my path to that glory."
"I see only damnation, but I am bound to it, as are you. And don't threaten me with sedition. Your words smack more thickly of betrayal than mine." Elias, realizing he had revealed too much of his ambition, backed down.
"It is a suggestion, nothing more than that."
"To do what exactly?"
"Elevate us, you and I, Narek."
His voice low enough to be mistaken for a conspiratorial whisper.
"Erebus spoke of it. Weapons to win the war. This is clearly what he meant, and it obviously has power. I merely need to harness it."
"You can do that?" Elias mistook Narek's incredulity for eagerness.
"Yes, brother," he hissed. "You will be restored, better than you were before. I..."
He smiled a viper's smile.
"I will have what I've always sought, a patron in the Pantheon."
Smile widening into a feral grin, he waited for Narek to see this vision as he did. He was to be disappointed. "You invite destruction upon yourself, Elias." And like the viper that is suddenly threatened and prepares to fight back, Elias recoiled.
"Remember the debt you owe to me, Narek,"
he warned, appealing to the huntsman's sense of honor. "Like I say, I am bound to this fate, as I am bound to you. Do not worry. I have no urge to enhance my own standing. I merely wish to fight and die in this war. But by turning a blind eye, my debt is paid in full. Are we in agreement?
Narek held out his hand for Elias to shake it. Instead, the Dark Apostle merely nodded.
Good, said Narek. Once this is done, you and I will part company. Our alliance ended.
Agreed, said Elias, which leaves from now until then.
The shattered legionaries have amassed to disrupt our plans here. The human with them is very likely dead, shot by Dagon's deflected bullet, so they'll be coming one way or another.
You need men? Asked Elias.
All hand-picked by me. No hoods. He referred to the cultists. Legion only. 7 will suffice.
Including yourself, an auspicious number.
Not really. I need 20 others. 2 more squads. Whoever you can spare from the rituals. That's how many I will need to stop them. And by stop them, I mean kill every one of our enemies.
Elias smirked at him, as if amused by his soldier's rhetoric, and turned away dismissively.
Take what you need from the ranks, including your 7. Get it done.
This is my last hunt, Elias,
Narek warned.
I really think it might be, brother,
Elias replied, but when he turned around, he was alone. Narek had gone.